Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. We'll talk today of two things. We're celebrating the Feast of St. Vincent de Paul. One of the great saints has a lot to talk to us about regarding zeal for souls and for living with an eternal perspective. He was a genius and profoundly gifted at inspiring young men to radically surrender their lives to the Lord and to the Lord's mission. I want to talk first, though, from John's Gospel this morning, chapter 8. Jesus talks about himself as the light of the world, and he's in this really intense conversation, debate, dialogue, argument with religious leaders in Jerusalem. And it's an argument that's been going on, and it's intensifying, and it reaches its climax in some ways in chapter 8. But there's, in the midst of it, Jesus is revealing amazing things about himself that it's difficult for them to understand, obviously, and it's possible for us just because we're 2,000 years removed and we've got the whole teaching and the history of the church and we understand it, the whole work of salvation. But it's striking to see how direct the Lord is and what he expects of them and how he understands his mission and life. So I'm going to begin with verse 12 and just read through all the way to verse 30 and touch on some items along the way. It says, verse 12, and again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. That's certainly one of the motifs in John's gospel. Jesus as the light of the world. It begins with that great prayer hymn at the beginning of John's gospel, chapter 1. I'll turn back to that for a moment. We just catch it. It said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 4 is the key here in terms of what we're looking at today. It says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came for testimony, to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light. The true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home, and his own people received him not. But to all who received him and who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. They were born of God. Jesus, the light of the world. And I find it helpful just taking this prologue and verse 4, it helped me understand dimensions of what it means when Jesus says he's the light of the world. Again, verse 4, it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. So what's the light Jesus talking about? Really, it's the light of the kingdom. The divine life that's in Jesus has entered the world. God himself has come in the person of Jesus Christ. And so he's opening up, first of all, the reality. He's revealing God. He's revealing who he is. He reveals that there's Trinitarian reflection all the way through the Gospel of John, the role of the Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So there's light, but the central thing that is coming to light is the life that's in Jesus. And always remember, Christianity, friends, is a new life. It's not just new doctrine. It's not just a higher moral system. It's fundamentally the life of heaven entering creation in the person of the second person of the Trinity and in Jesus, Mary's son. So heaven and earth come together. That life comes together in the person of Jesus. So Jesus is saying, I'm the light of the world. And there's other dimensions and ways of understanding what he's saying as well. He's bringing light to things people can't see. He's giving us revelation about reality and the very core of reality. And this is one of the many reasons why, friends, Jesus is the only Savior of the world. There's no one like him. There's no great religious leader. There's no one who is the eternal Son of God, to put it simply. And there's no one who can reveal the very grounded essence of all things. Jesus brings to light who, first of all, who God the Father is, who's the origin of all things. He brings to light the reality of the condition of the human race, but also the origin of the human race and the purpose for why we were created. You talk about light. I mean, this is the stuff that everybody searches. Even people who refuse to look at the Lord are trying to figure out why we're here, where we're going. Jesus is the one who makes it all clear and brings it all to light. The Pharisees then said to him, "You're bearing witness to yourself. Your testimony is not true, if that's what you're doing, bearing witness to yourself." Jesus answered, "Even if I do bear witness to myself, my testimony is true, for I know where I've come from and where I'm going. But you do not know where I come from or where I'm going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for it's not I alone that judge, but I and he who sent me." So here's another place where Jesus begins to unfold the reality of who he is. Part of his identity is he's a sent one. He's the one that's, "For God so loved the world," he told us in John chapter 3, "for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believed in him would not die but have everlasting life." Christianity begins in the heart of a loving father who sends his son for the salvation of the world. Jesus understands himself to be the one uniquely sent. So Jesus stands in the wisdom and the judgment of the Father. And it says, he goes on to say, "In your law it is written that the testimony of two men is true. I bear witness to myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness to me." So Peter will preach this in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost, that the Father testified through Jesus, through his life and his teaching, but also bore witness to Jesus through the signs and wonders and the breaking out of the kingdom of God in power. Before the raising of the dead, the giving sight to the blind, curing lepers, rest of it, raising Lazarus from the dead. Verse 19, they said to him, "Therefore, where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." So these are now, remember, the religious experts. They're the experts on the law. They're the ones who understand, or the ones given responsibility to communicate the history of the people of Israel, the teaching of Torah, and the like. These words he spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple, but no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. Again, the whole process, his hour had not yet come, this whole process of Jesus' life, his mission, is in the hands of the Father. And in the hands of the Lord, and the pieces will come together in God's timing, not in the timing of the Pharisees or anyone else. Verse 21, "And again he said to them, I go away and you will seek me and die in your sin. Where I'm going, you cannot come. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself since he says, where am I going? Where I'm going, you cannot come? He said to them, you are from below, I'm from above. You are of this world, I'm not of this world." So just in a matter of a few sentences, Jesus has their head spinning here. He's not just trying to play tricks on them, but he is communicating fundamental truth that they can't access really without the Lord's help and the help of the Holy Spirit. They don't know who the Father is the way Jesus knows, obviously, who the Father is, right? But Jesus makes a clear point. He said, "You'll seek me, and you'll die in your sin." Here's a central theme that Jesus is touching on: the eternal perspective. Jesus came to seek and save the lost, beginning with the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's why he's speaking to the Jewish leadership. Everyone, you'll go on to see that everyone stands condemned under the law. Everyone is in need of being set free from sin. Paul reminds us that to disobey one law is to put yourself under a curse by the whole law, because you're not fulfilling the law. Everybody stands as a sinner before the law. The law, which was meant for good for us, to kind of be a light to our path, ends up being a light that shines on us and exposes the reality that we actually don't fulfill the law. No one does. Only Jesus filled the law full, perfectly. He loved God with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength, loved his neighbor as himself, and he did it perfectly. He said to them, "You are from below, I'm from above. You are of this world, I am not from this world. I told you that you would die in your sins, for you will die in your sins unless you believe that I am he." Here is, in one sentence, an example of the core proclamation and the central concern of Jesus, his message and what he came for. And he was very straight with them. You're in a position where you're under sin and the dominion of the reign of sin and its consequence, death. This is the problem Jesus came to solve. It's the sin problem that produces the death problem. The death problem is eternal death, not just natural death, but what the scripture calls the second death, eternal separation from God. Because of sin and original sin, humanity lacks the grace, the God life, the right standing before the Lord. And what we need is life. Remember we said at the beginning, John, right there in the first chapter, in him was life. And the life became the light of men. The light shines in the darkness. What shone in the darkness when Jesus died on the cross and entered death? He's shown his life, his eternal life, which is stronger than death, overcame the darkness and the power and the dominion of death that was exercised over human flesh. It could not hold Jesus down because of the life that's in Jesus. He goes on to say, they said to him, "Who are you?" Good question. Jesus said to them, "Even what I have told you from the beginning, I have much to say about you and much to judge. But he who sent me is true, and I declare to the world what I have heard from him." Two things I want you to draw on. There's so much we could say here, but two fundamental things. First, what Jesus said about dying in our sins, what I just mentioned, really important to see that, because this is what the central mission of the Catholic Church is about the Christian people. This is it. It's to deal with this problem. Jesus doesn't want anyone to die in their sins, because if they do, they'll be eternally separated from God. So the stakes could not be higher. And then Jesus says that God the Father sent him, and he sent him to declare to the world what he's heard from him, what he's heard from the Father. The church has told us again and again that all who are baptized into Christ, we are sent ones. Jesus was sent, he sends the Spirit, the church is born of the Spirit, and the church is sent forth in the Spirit. And what do? We declare to the world what we've heard from him. You're a little Christ. You're on the same mission. You declare what the Father told the Son, and the Son now is telling us, and what his whole life tells us. And at the core of that, friends, at the foundation of it is this reality. If you don't believe in Jesus, you're going to die in your sins. Jesus came to take away sin. This is the good news. This is why Jesus alone is the Savior of the world. Jesus alone brings the good news. And this is the amazing reality of what we carry as sent ones. This is the core of what it means to be a Catholic on mission. God bless you, friends. Hope you can tune in tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.